Today's daf is Megillah Daf Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah on the second wide line of Daf Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chassida from Rivka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freid, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi ben Yota, Gittel bas Chaya, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Nasin Yosef ben Yehudis, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Chaya Nechama Edel bas Sara, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Moshe ben Sara, Sara Shentel bas Yittel, Eliyo ben Silla, Hena Perel bas Yecheved, Rifol Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's stuff is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas Doiv Bero ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Moshe ben Meir. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Mikra Megillah, more generally the halachos of Purim. Today's daf is another classic with more well-known gemaras specifically related to Hilchas Purim. Zok de Mishnah, Koruas HaMegillah Ba'Adar Rishon. What happens if the Yidden read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, meaning at the time it was the only Adar in town? There was no word yet of there being an Adar Sheni. Once upon a time, the calendar wasn't fixed the way it is today. It was Chodesh Adar, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, Megillah Nekras, and the Yidden, Bechol Mekoy Mosheim, read the Megillah. Then what happened was V'nesabra Hashana. There was an Ibiyar. So now there's going to be a second Adar. What do you do? Kairin Oysa Adar Sheni, says the Mishnah. The Kriyas HaMegillah of Adar Rishon does not suffice. Rather, you have to read the Megillah again, Ba'Adar Sheni. And then the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon La'Adar HaSheni. In the event that there are two Adars, there is no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Ela Kriyas HaMegillah U'matonis Le'Avyoinim. Meaning, all the halachos that are Negeya Adar apply to Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. However, there are two exceptions to the rule. Number one is Kriyas HaMegillah. Number two is Matanas Lavyoinim. What's the difference? Those two mitzvahs you have to do during Adar Sheni. Those two mitzvahs you don't do during Adar Rishon. So in short, what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that there are two Adars, you read the Megillah Adar Sheni. In fact, even if you read the Megillah already during Adar Rishon, you would have to read the Megillah again during Adar Sheni. Not only Kriyas HaMegillah, the Mishnah also mentions Matanas Lavyanim. So, the Gemara, Hola Inyan, say the Parshiyah is Evezesh Oven. It sounds like, from the Mishnah, it's pretty clear, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Lavyanim. As it relates to everything else, Zev is Eshavim. So for example, we know that during Chodesh Adar, we read the four parashiyas. Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zohar, Parashas Parah, and Parashas HaChodesh. It certainly sounds like that those four parashiyas can be read during Adar Rishon equally as Adar Sheni. Now, of course, you wouldn't read them during Adar Rishon and during Adar Sheni. It's going to be one of the two. But it certainly sounds like that it's not miyuchad to Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, if that's a good diak, and it seemingly is, Mani Masnis, and who then is the Tana of the Mishnah? Loi Tanakamo, V'loi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, V'loi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara now is about to bring a braisa, and the braisa is going to mention three shitos hatanon. The Tana Kama, the anonymous Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who all opined with regards to this idea. When there's two Adars, how do we treat the mitzvahs that are related to Chodesh Adar? And it would seem that our Mishnah does not go in accordance to either one of the three Tanam. So says the Gemara, what is this? Price of the Tanya, Koros HaMegillah Ba'Adar Rishon. In the event that the Yidden read the Megillah during Adar Rishon, V'nesabra Hashana, and then there was an Ibriya, Koros HaMegillah Ba'Adar Sheni. So you have to read the Megillah again during Adar Sheni. Kriyas HaMegillah has to be during Adar Sheni. Why? Shekol mitzvah shenoyagoyis b'sheni, noyagoyis b'rishon. Because all the mitzvahs that we have during Adar Sheni, we have during Adar Rishon, chutz mi Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is the one exception to the rule that Mikra Megillah you only have during Adar Sheni. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ain koyin ois about Adar Sheni." No, that Kriyas HaMegillah is not done during Adar Sheni. It's done dafka during Adar Rishon. She called mitzvah shnei agoyis b'sheni, nei agoyis b'rishon. Because Rabbi Yossi holds just the opposite. That all the mitzvahs of Adar Sheni you can do during Adar Rishon, even Mikra HaMegillah. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi holds ein koyren oisa ba'adar sheni, and we'll see in the Gemara because he holds that the ikur kriyas hamagila is supposed to be during adar rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I mean, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the name Rabbi Yossi af koyren oisa ba'adar sheni. Then no, you're supposed to read the Megillah during Adar Sheni. Shekol mitzvah she noyagoyis b'sheni, ein noyagoyis b'rishon. Because all the mitzvahs that are noyag during Adar Sheni are not noyag during Adar Rishon, and therefore you have to read the Megillah during Adar Sheni. The Shavin, everybody in this brayso agrees, behesped u'betayin hashar surim b'zeh b'zeh, that as it relates to the iser to have a hesped on Purim, as it relates to the Isser Tainus on Purim, that's going to be true both for Adar Rishon and for Adar Sheni. So the Gemara just brought a little bit of a confusing Braisa. The Braisa mentions three sheet. There's a Tana Kama, there's Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, and there's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And if you just look at the Braisa more high level, the Tana Kama, the Braisa seems to be saying that Mikra Megillah has to be during Adar Sheni. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi says Mikra Megillah has to be during Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Mikra Megillah has to be during Adar Sheni. So the Gemara begins, before we analyze this Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tana Kama, it's sounds like two of the three opinions mentioned in this braisa are the same. Is it three shittas or is it two shittas? Rav Shimon Gamliel says you read the Megillah during Adar Sheni, and the Tana Kama said you read the Megillah during Adar Sheni. Amar Rapapa said, say the Parashias Igabenai. No, there is a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is the Dalet Parashias. Nafkamina is Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zohar, Parashas Parah, Parashas Achoydish. The Tana Kama Sova, the Tana Kama holds the Katchil B'Sheni, that you're supposed to do it during Adar Sheni, but the other Barishan of it. But if you did it during Adar Rishan, it's going to be okay. Barmi Mikra Megillah, with the exception of Mikra Megillah, the Afag after Kar Barishan, Kar B'Sheni. Mikra Megillah is Ma'akiv, it has to be during Adar Sheni. That's easy. I feel the Mikra Megillah katchila berishon. Even Mikra Megillah is supposed to do katchila during Adar Rishon. Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. I feel to say the parashias. Even as it relates to the Dalet parashias, ikara berishon, kara b'sheni. That if you read it during Adar Rishon, you would have to read it again during Adar Sheni. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the difference between the Tana Kama Rav Shimon Gamliel is not in Hilchas Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, they both are in agreement that Mikra Megillah has to be during Adar Sheni. Where they're arguing is with regards to the Seder Parashas. As it relates to the Dalet Parashas, according to the Tana Kama, the Dalet Parashas you could do during Adar Rishon. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Dalet Parashas would also have to be during Adar Sheni. In other words, we have three shitas in the Braisa. The first shita is the sheet of the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama holds that Mikra Megillah is done during Adar Sheni. As it relates to Dalet Parshios, which is integral in terms of understanding the Braisa, that's Adar Rishon. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi holds even Mikra Megillah is during Adar Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that Mikra Megillah and the Dalet Parshios both have to be during Adar Sheni. Stating all that, Mani. So who now is the Tana of our Mishnah? We're going to try to plug the Tana Kama, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel into our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana Kama, if our Mishnah is the Tana Kama, and it certainly sounds like it would make sense that it should be the Tana Kama, because the Tana Kama said that Mikra Megillah has to be during Adar Sheni. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah said. Tana Kama also said, the way the Gemara understood it, that the Dalet Parashis could be during Adar Rishon. We saw that in our Mishnah as well. Because the Mishnah said, Ein bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos L'Avyonim, and the Gemara made him a diyuk, Holein and said the Parashis, Zevez HaShoven. That as it relates to the Parashis, Zevez HaShoven. So that's very nice. That's Matim. That is the sheet of the Tana Kama. But the problem is, there is one issue, Kasha Matanos. Because the Mishnah said the Matanas Lev Yoinim also has to be during Adar Sheni. And the Tana Kama didn't say one word about Matanas Lev Yoinim. So really, even though as it relates to Mikra Megillah and Dalet Parashias, the Tana Kama would seem to be consistent with the Tana of our Mishnah, but our Mishnah said Matanas Lev Yoinim Oichit during Adar Sheni, and the Tana Kama didn't say a word about Matanas Lev Yoinim. In fact, it sounds like from the Tana Kama, Matanas Lev Yoinim could be during Adar Rishon. So it can't be the Tana Kama. Ereb Lez Rabbi Yossi, if you want Bir Lez Rabbi Yossi, no way. Lez Rabbi Yossi is the middle sheet in the Braisa. He's the shita that's clear in the braisa. He holds that even the Megillah was done during Adar Rishon. It's Kashanami Mikra Megillah. There's no way it's going to work with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Mikra Megillah at the very least has to be during Adar Sheni. And Reb Shimon Gamliel, and if it's Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Kasha say the parashas, then again, also, you have a problem with the Diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Umatanas Lev Yoinim L'chura. It sounds like say the parashas could be during Adar Rishon, the way the Gemara explained Rav Shimon Gamliel, it wasn't a furish in Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the way the Gemara explained Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that to say the parashis also has to be during Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, who then is the Tana of our Mishnah? It's not the Tana Kama, it's not Rav Lezer, Rav Yosi, it's not Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, La'olam Tana Kama, La'olam the Tana of our Mishnah, is the Tanakam. What was the problem? The problem is our Mishnah said that Matanas Lev Yoinim is during Adar Sheni, and the Tanakama only said that Mikra Megillah is during Adar Sheni. It sounds like Matanas Lev Yoinim is during Adar Rishon, if you want to, anyways. So the Gemara says, no, but Tana Mikra Megillah Vuadim Matanas Lev Yoinim. The Tanakam of the Braisa said that Mikra Megillah is during Adar Sheni, and he understood that if I tell you Mikra Megillah is during Adar Sheni, you will realize that Matanas Lev Yoinim is also during Adar Sheni. Why? The Habaha tell you. Because Matanas Lev Yoinim and Mikra Megillah are totally zebezeh. What's the pshat? Pashup pshat is Rabbi Yosef on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosef said that Mipnei She'eneim Shalaniim Nesuos LeMikra Megillah, because that was the time they used to collect the Matanas Lev Yoinim. So it's mistaber then that if Mikra Megillah is going to be during Adar Sheni, Matanas Lev Yoinim as well. So we had a dig. Oh, it sounds like only Mikra Megillah is during Adar Sheni, not Matanas Lev Yoinim. The Mishnah says even Matanas Lev Yoinim. No, the Tana Kamul Oilam holds that Matanas Lev Yoinim is also during Adar Sheni. So why didn't he say it? He didn't think he had it. Say it, because once you say Mikra Megillah, who adin matanas lav yoinim? Because everyone knows it's self implied. The haba hatay. Ibay same. Another way to learn the Mishnah is loyim Reb Shimon Gamliel. Maybe the time of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Reb Shimon Gamliel is the other time in the Brisa that said that Mikra Megillah was during Adar Sheni. What's the problem with saying it's Reb Shimon Gamliel? Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that the Dalut parashis are also during Adar Sheni, and from the Mishnah it sounds like ein bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni ela kriyas haMegillah umatanas lav yoinim. So good, matanas lav yoinim is not a problem, but Dalot Parashios, it sounds like, could be even during Adar Rishon. Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly says, the way the Gemara understands it, that it has to be during Adar Sheni, but the Gemara says, no, Masnisa Chasuri Machzor V'Hakitanu. We have to make a Chasuri Machzor in the Mishnah. What's the Chasuri Machzor? Ein bein arba asa sheba Adar Rishon, liyodalot sheba Adar Sheni, ela mikro Megillah u'matonis lev yoinen. It's a subtle, but really not such subtle Chasuri Machzor. It's not like you're reconstructing the whole Mishnah, but we're changing one thing, and this one thing that we're changing really changes everything. The way we have the Geirus in the Mishnah is Ein Bein Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni. We're discussing Chodesh Adar, the difference between Chodesh Adar Rishon and Chodesh Adar Sheni. We're changing it in the Chasurei Mechzer to not Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni, rather Ein Bein Arba Osor Sheba Adar HaRishon LiYudalot Sheba Adar Sheni. There's no difference between Purim during Adar Rishon and Purim during Adar Sheni. The 14th day of Adar Rishon, the 14th day of Adar Sheni. What's the Nafkemina? Nafkemina is, if we're discussing Chodesh Adar, and we don't mention the Dalet Parashiyos, so that's a noticeable omission. So therefore, you can make the deal. Call the Inyan Seder Parashiyos, Zevzeh Shalom. Because if the Seder Parashiyos have to be during Adar Sheni, not during Adar Rishon, then we should include it in the Ein Bein. From the fact that it's not included, must be it's excluded. But if we're talking about your Dalet has nothing to do with this Dalet Parashiyos. The Dalet Parashiyos are the Shabbos, so it's during Chodesh Adar. So Anish Satamit, your Dalet. So the fact that we didn't mention it is not a deal. And if that's the case, there is no insight, there's no way of knowing what the sheet then of the Tana of the Mishnah as relates to Seder Parashiyos. So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention Seder Parashiyos and Rav Shimon Gamliel does, is not a riot, the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's Dibay Yisem in the Gemara, Lo'olam, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why didn't it mention Seder Parashiyos? Because we're not talking about Chodesh Adar. We're talking about Yud Dalet. You don't read Parashiyos Zohar and Parashiyos Poruah on Yud Dalet Adar. So inside, Ella says the Gemara again, what's the Chasuri Mechzer, Ein Bein Arba, Asa Shabbat, Rishon, Yud Dalet, Shabbat, Sheni, Ella Mikra, Megillah, Mount Tonis. Holy Inyan Hesbid, the Tana is Evzeh Shamna. That's a good diak. You want to make a diak that as relates to Isser Hesbid and Tainus Deshava, that's good. Aber the Ilu Seder Parashiyos LeMayor, we're not talking about Seder Parashiyos. Bottom line is, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rabban, Amar Rav Yoichanan, Hilchos like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shamim Shem Rav Yoisi. The Halach is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who said his Halach in the name of Rav Yoisi, and that is, of course, what the Halach is. We read the Megillah during Adar Sheni. Not just that, we also have the Dalet Parashiyos during Adar Sheni. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yoichanan. Rabbi Yochanan said. So we had a braisa. The braisa mentioned three shittos, which as it relates to Mikra Megillah were really two shittos. When there's two others, do you read the Megillah during Adar Rishon or do you read the Megillah during Adar Sheni? Amr, what was the machlokes? The Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama, Rav Shimon Gamliel in the name of Rabbi Yossi, all hold, you read it during Adar Sheni. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yossi held, you read it during Adar Rishon. So Rabbi Yochanan said that both of these opinions, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, Mikra Echa Darshan, they were both coming from the same pasuk. There was one pasuk that they both darshan. They darshaned it differently, and as a result, they came to different conclusions. But really, these two halachas come from the same pasuk. It says, Bechol Shana Veshana. You're supposed to make Purim every single year. Rabbi Yossi saw, Rabbi Yossi holds, Bechol Shana Veshana, Makol Shana Veshana, Adar Asamach Lishvad. Just like every year, or most years, when it's not an Ibriyar, so the Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh Adar that follows Chodesh Shvat. That's what Adar is. It's the month after Shvat. So Afkan Adar Asamach Lishvat. So here too, now it's going to be Adar Asamach Lishvat. So in the event that you have two Adars, which Adar are you going to read the Megillah, the first Adar? He says, no. Makol Shana Veshana Adar Asamach Lishvat. Every year, Adar comes before Nisan. Afkan Adar Asamach Lishvat. So to here, it's supposed to come before Nisan. So really, they're at a stalemate. I mean, you could look at it both ways. Bechol Shana Veshana Adar usually follows Shvat. It usually comes before Nisan. In the event that you have two Adars, so there's going to be one Adar that follows Shvat. The other Adar is going to be the one that's before Nisan. So which one is Adif? Is it the one that follows Shvat, or is the one that follows Nisan, or the one that precedes Nisan? So Rabbi Yochanan said there were two ways of looking at it. So the Gemara says like this, that being that really each way is a good way of looking at it, we probably have to drill a little bit deeper. We have to now come up with a svara to be machria. Why you would prefer to say that it should be the Adar HaSamach LeShvat versus why you would prefer to say that it should be the Adar HaSamach LeNisan. So Mar says, Bishlemi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, that's it. That is the Adar HaSamach LeShvat. It's the first Adar Mestaber Taima. I understand his reason. The Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Because we have a rule. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. So you could do it during the first Adar or the second Adar. It makes sense. You should do it during the first Adar. Ela Reb Shimon Gamliel, my time. Reb Shimon Gamliel, why would you push it off at the second Adar? Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah sounds like a good reason to be machri and do it during the first Adar. Amar Rav Tovi, time of the Reb Shimon and Gamliel, because mismach geula le geula adif. Plus, the Chachamim held that we want to take the two zmanim of geula, the two yomim toivim that are related to Geula. One was a Geula Mimisa L'chaim, the Purim story. The other one was a Geula Me'avdus L'cheiris. That's the story of the Exodus. And we want to put them together. That's Mismach Geula L'Geula. Blaza Amar Blaza said, Taim Reb Shimon Gamliel Me'achal. Reb Shimon Gamliel was coming from somewhere else. Techsiv L'chaim Esigeris HaPurim HaZois HaShenis. What does HaShenis mean? HaShenis means B'chodesh HaSheni. It should be the second month. Purim is not the second month. Now, in the event that there's two Adars, it should be the second Adar. So, Gemara, Itzrach, the Mitzvah, Hashem is Itzrach, the Mitzvah, Chol Shana V'Shana. And we needed these two drushes, in fact. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza does, that Rav Shimon Gamliel, its shita was really based on two psukim. Number one, the Kaimis Egeris HaPurim HaZoyis HaShenis, and B'chol Shana V'Shana. Why? Even B'chol Shana V'Shana, he only had B'chol Shana V'Shana HaVemin HaKikushin. I would have thought Kikushin. How do you know B'chol Shana V'Shana means the Adar HaSamach LeNisan? Maybe B'chol Shana V'Shana means the Adar HaSamach LeShvat, and it's actually Mistabra. It should be the Adar HaSamach LeShvat, because Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvah. It's Kamash Mulan HaShenis. That's why he had the Josh HaShenis. And had we only had HaShenis, HaVemin HaBetchila B'Rishin UVeShenis, maybe it should be during both Adars. So maybe when there's a two Adar, you'll have two Purims. There'll be Purim Adar Rishon, there'll be Purim Adar Sheni. Kamashma v'chol Shana v'Shana. Every year is only one. Here too, it's also only going to be one. V'lez Rabbi Yosi, hi HaShenis, my Avilei. So V'lez Rabbi Yosi that holds it's the Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, it's Adar Rishon. What does he do with HaShenis? B'chol Shana v'Shana, he learns Adar HaSamach L'Shvat. And he actually holds it's more Mestaber, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But what about HaShenis? Now we have a new drasha. So the Gemara says, Mibay like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, betchila kiva'ua b'shushan, ula b'saif b'chol ha'ilam kula. He holds it's nothing to do with teaching me Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, but rather when they were initially Kaveya, when they instituted Esther, Mordechai, the Anche Knesset Zagdoyle, the Yontif of Purim, so they did it in two phases. Phase one was in Shushan, and then phase two was in Kol Olam Kulay. That's what the word HaShenis means, but it's not getting involved in an Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. It has nothing to do with this whole discussion. Just one Ha'ara before we start the next Gemara, which is much lighter, and that is, so we said that it says in the Megillah B'chol Shana V'Shana, which seems like there's supposed to be some consistency in the Yontif of Purim. Even though Purim happens during Chodesh Adar, and sometimes Chodesh Adar is 1 month, sometimes it's 2 months, so it's inherently an inconsistent backdrop. Additionally, in the Megillah itself, you find that some people would read the Megillah on Yudalid, others on Tesvav, and then we already have Ramazan, maybe for Yudalid, for Yudbez, and Yud Gimel as well. So as much as the Yontif of Purim is inconsistent, and it's a little bit all over the place, as far as Yomim Tovim go, but at the same time, we try our best. There is a concept of Chol Shana V'Shana. And the Gemara said that there was Machlokes Tanaim, whether in the world of Bechal Shana V'Shana, if there's two Adars, is the Svara to say, do it in the Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, or is the Svara to say, to do it in the Adar HaSamach L'Nisan? And what are really the two Svaras? Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, because Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, because Mitzmach Gula L'Geula Adev. So just to talk for 1 second about both of these Svaras. Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, really, in this context, a very big Kiddush. Right, ordinarily, when you think of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, what does that mean? That means I have a mitzvah in front of me right now. I have to do it. I can't pass over the mitzvah, even if it means, for example, to do another mitzvah. So if there's a mitzvah in front of me right now, I'm supposed to do the mitzvah. So what's the classic example? Classic example is, you put your talis on before you put your tefillin on. Stating that, if you're holding your tefillin, then you're supposed to put your tefillin on before your talis, even though that's really not the way to do it. But Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, and once I'm holding the tefillin, so now already I have an obligation to go ahead and put on my tefillin. So if I have a mitzvah in front of me, I'm holding a mitzvah, Eim Avirin, you can't put it down and go ahead and do something else, even if that other thing is a mitzvah. L'chura, what does it have to do with our sugya? In our sugya, you're going to read the Megillah once. You're going to read it during Adar Rishon, you're going to read it during Adar Sheni. We're trying to figure out, does it make more sense to do it during Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? In the event that we would determine that it made more sense to do it during Adar Sheni, and then I didn't do it during Adar Rishon, I violated Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. If we decided the right time to do it is Adar Sheni, so Adar Rishon is not the Zman HaMitzvah. So if it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, what does it have to do with Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs? If there would have been a Hava Min, you should read the Megillah in Chodesh Shvat. And then we decided, no, you're not reading it in Chodesh Shvat, you're reading it in Chodesh Adar. So because there was a Hava Min to do it in Chodesh Shvat, there would be an element of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, there was a Shaila, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. I hold Adar Sheni. Okay, so if you hold Adar Sheni, so how is it Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs if I don't do it during Adar Rishon? The teretz is, and as I state in Tosfos and our sugya, that you see this two dinim in the name of Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. The Pasha name of Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is, yeah, if I'm holding my tefillin already, you put your tefillin on, even though it looks a little funny, and then you put on your talis. But there's another din of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, and that is Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, when I'm at a stalemate and I don't know how to establish a mitzvah, is koiveya, do the mitzvah the earliest possible time. That's the concept of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So it's true, it's a chiddush in the world of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, but as I state in Tosfos right here on Davav Amid Beis, there's two dinim in Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. One din Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is when there's an established mitzvah, I have it, I'm touching it, I'm feeling it, I can't pass over it. Additionally, Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is a koiveya when it comes to determining different dinim in terms of how to shtelavek a mitzvah. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara said that other Tanaim held, no, it makes more sense to do it during Adar Sheni. Why? Because we prefer not the Adar HaSamuch LeShvat, but rather we prefer the Adar HaSamach LeNisan because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adev. And Pashit is just like a feel-good Svara, right? It makes sense. You have Purim, then you have Pesach. Let's put it all together. But it's mistaber that the Pshat is a little bit deeper than that. And really, it's based on something that the Svara Makdoshim talk about, and that is the Yidden had a tremendous miracle that took place during the Zman of Purim. It wasn't just a miracle in the physical sense. The Yidden, they went and made Misa L'chaim, but spiritually also they had a tremendous, tremendous aliyah. And the spiritual aliyah came from Hadid Kibluah B'mei HaShverosh, that in the time of Purim, the Yidden were Makabel Torah again, this time B'ahava. So the Yidden grew tremendously from a spiritual standpoint. When did it happen? It happened Yud Dalid Adar. Yud Dalid Adar is exactly 30 days before Yud Dalid Nisan, before the Zman of Pesach. And the Sfarim say that really the impetus, the oiros, the hashpois that came down from Shemayim to allow the Yontav of Purim to happen, both the miracle and them to be able to be Mekabel Torah again be'ahava, happened because it was Lamed Yoim Koidim LePesach. And it's based on the concept that every year Pesach, there's Ashpois of Yitzias Mitzrayim, both physically and spiritually, that come down to the world. And because Shoylem V'Darshin, Behilchas Pesach, Shloishim Yoim Koidim HaPesach, it really starts 30 days earlier. So it comes out that really the whole Koyach of Purim is Noiveya from the fact that it's Shloishim Yoim Koidim LePesach. We want just one Maramakim as it relates to this concept in the Eretz Tzvi. This is the Eretz Tzvi on Moyadin from the Kozhug Lover Goyen, on Purim Tafresh Pei Zayin. He talks about this, brings it from the Kotzke Rebbe, but Ayin Shom. But the point is that Purim its koyach has a lot to do with the fact that it was 30 days before Pesach. So if that's the case, it's mistaber that it should be the Adar HaSamach LeNisan. And it's more, it's mismach gula legeula. The whole koyach of the geula of Purim was related to the fact that it's samuch to the geula of Mitzrayim. It's because it's not to do with Chodesh Shvat, it has to do with the fact that it's Chodesh Nisan. It could be a little bit of a deeper understanding of what the Gemara means when it says mismach gula geula. But just one final ara, and that is, so we're discussing Ein Bein, right? So what's the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni? And the Gemara talked about it from the context of Mikra Megillah, Matanos Lavyoinim, Hesped V'tainis. We talked about it with regards to the Dala Parashias. What about as it relates to Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? Is there Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha during Chodesh Rishon? For sure during Adar Sheni. What about during Adar Rishon? Do you have this concept of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? So there's a beautiful Marim Makim on this topic based on something that we learned together not very long ago. So the makar to Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha is a Gemara Masechtes Tainis Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shelos Mishmei Derav. Kishem she Mishenichnas Adar Mematim B'Simcha, kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Rashi in Masechtes Tainis on that Gemara, it's the last Rashi on Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, says something very, very surprising. If you've never seen this Rashi, it may come a little bit as a surprise. Mishenichnas Adar, Zok Rashi, Yemei Nisim Hoyuli Yisrael, Purim u'Pesach. The Santa Rashi. So what's Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? Because Yemei Nisim Hoyuli Yisrael. Because these are times of miracles. What were the miracles? Purim and Pesach. Pasha, and I always thought, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, it's the Chodesh HaShenepach, Miyagoyin. L'simcha, right? This was a month that initially was going to be a very, very, very bad month. And then ultimately it was Nepach, L'sosinu, L'simcha. It's Chodesh Adar. What does Pesach have to do with anything? Mishenichnas Adar, Yemei Nisim, Hoyuli Yisrael, Purim u'Pesach. You know who shteltech on this? Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a tshuva. It's in Shelus Yaivis. It's Cheluk Beis. It's Simen Peiches. Ma hiskik Rashi shom b'gemara mishenichnas Adar lefarish Yemei Nisim hoyu Purim u'Pesach. What's Rashi coming from? What is Rashi adding Pesach? What does Pesach have to do with anything? So he says two pshatim. The second pshat says Rabbi Yaakov Emden v'yesh loy mar oid sherotza l'ramis gamkin shebeshona me'uberes ein simcha noyheges ela ba'adar sheni. That what Rashi was coming to say was that in the event of Shana Muberes, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simchas only during Adar Sheni. V'hainu taimo, Mishum di Yemei Nisim Smuchim Heim. Because now already we have Yemei Nisim, Ukedam Rinon, Perakamad Megillah Davav Amid Beis. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Adar Sheni, Ikr Lenin Kriyas Megillah, Mishum the Mismach Kula the Geula Adif. And it's the Geula the Geula that this is all about. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. It's Adar and it's Nisan. It's clear. It goes from Adar right into Nisan. Because it's the Yemei Purim and it's the Yemei Pesach. But it's that Zman. It's the Zman of Purim and Pesach. That's when you're supposed to do it. And Rashi's throwing in Pesach because by telling you Pesach, you're going to chop that it's more related to the Yontif. As Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying, Azasar Tvart, and therefore it's only going to be Adar Sheni, it's not going to be Adar Rishon. I saw in a sefer, Piskam HaMelech, it's a beautiful sefer, on Masechtes Megillah, so he brings the Shailas Yaivis, and then at the end, he says, Aval Ayin Shailas Hachuvas Chsam Sefer, Chayshin Mishpat Simen Chav. So the tshuva is a lamda shetshuva, but what he wants you to look at is at the end of the tshuva, the Echtoim Bebracha, Pasha, where he signs off his name, did the Chsam Sefer, the Echtoim Bebracha, it was Yom Gimel, Yom Shenich Babay Kitayv, Echad, the Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, it was Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemarbim by Simcha, Leseide Veshachanti Besoichem Tovkov Peites. So the Chsam Sofer just wrote, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemarbim by Simcha. So you can be medayik in the way the Chsam Sofer signed off his letter, that maybe there is a mitzvah of Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim by Simcha, or even during Chodesh Adar Rishon. Zok Tigamar, Om Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Sholchel Hem Esel Chachamim, Esther sent to Chachamim, Kivouni Ledoiros. I want you to be koveyami l'doyros. What does that mean? Rashi. L'yontif l'kriya. So Esther sends the Chachamim. She was lobbying. She wanted a yontif of Purim. Not just that, l'kriya. She wanted that they should read the Megillah. Li'a yisleiv l'shem. This is something that she wanted. Sholcholah, they sent her back. Kina atma irera salena l'veina umayis. I don't know if this is such a good idea. Because really what's going to happen is it's going to invoke hatred. It's going to invoke anti-Semitism. Because really, the end of the Megillah is the Yidden take revenge, and you know maybe it's not such a good idea. Sholcholahem, she sent them back. Farksuva ani al divrei hayom, the Malchim, the Prophet says the words out already. All the secular history books talk about the story. So at this point, we might as well have it for ourselves. So this is what she wanted. Just a little weiter. Rav Chanina, Rav Yoichan, Rav Chaviva, they used to often say things together as a group and say the moy. Says the Gemara, as an aside, FYI, Kolki Haizuga, whenever you find this peer, this group of four Amayroim, and say the moed, Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'a Rabbi Yonis. You have to take a Rabbi Yochanan, you replace with Rabbi Yonis. Shalchalahem, either, what did they all say? Es l'chachamim, es nesent l'chachamim, kosvuni l'dairis. I want you to make me a sefer l'dairis. I mean, she wanted Megillus Esther, right? Esther is one of the ksuvim, it's one of the svarim that we have. This is what she wanted. Shalchalah, they told her, we can't. Why? There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Halei kasavti l'chosh sholishim, and it says already, three, v'loi ribeyim. Now, what does this mean? Three and not four. So Rashi says, there's three places in the Torah where the story of Amalek is mentioned. So you have it in Parshas Beshalach, that's the Parsha of Amalek. Then you have it again in Parshas Kiseitse, that's what we read Parsha Zohar, that's the second Parsha of Amalek. And the third time is, you have it in Shmuel Aleph, the whole story with Shaul and Agag. So there's three times that the story of Amalek is mentioned in depth, and there was like a remes to it. Haloi kosavti lecha sholishim. You can have it three times, not four times. The story of Purim is a story of Melchemes Amalek, and therefore you can't have a fourth mention of it. But you wanted it really badly. So they finally found a fourth Mikar. It says in the Torah, and this is in Parashat Beshalach, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, K'soiv zoi zikorein ba'sefer, V'sim ba'ozni Yeshua, ki mochi emcha zecher Amalek, mitachas ha'shomai. So this is talking about the Parashat of Amalek. Hashem tells Moshe, write the Parashat of Amalek. K'soiv zoi zikorein Basefer. And they darshined like this. Ksoiv Zois, Masha Kosov Kanab Mishan Torah. Ksoiv Zois is referring to Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kiseis. Zikoroin, Masha Kosov Benavim. It's referring to the story of Agag. And Basefer, Masha Kosov Ben Megillah. Oh, so they found the Shtickle Makar, and that's why the story of Esther was written. They actually had a remez in the Torah to write Megillah's Esther, which, of course, jives very well with the Shagasari and some of the raid that we've been talking about. So the Gemara says it really kitano. It's Machlokes Tanna. What we just said, that Ksoiv Zois Ikorim Basefer, specifically Basefer is referring to Megillas Esther, not everybody agrees with this. What's this Machlokes Tanaim? Ksoiv Zois Mashal Kosov Ka. Bryce says Ksoiv Zois means Parshas Beshalach. Zikorim Mashal Kosov Mishat Torah is referring to the story of Amalek in Parshas Kiseitze. Basefer Mashal Kosov Medevin Devi Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the three that are mentioned there do not include Megillas Esther, because Rabbi Yeshua has Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kiseitze as two separate. So you have Beshalach, Kiseitze, Shmuel Aleph. So you don't have one to be Marba Esther. Now he puts them together. So the Kor Mashkos Medavim, that's number two. But Sefer Mashkos Megillah, that's number three. So you see, clearly it's Machlokes Tanaim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Esther ain't Metames Yodai. Esther is not Metames Yodai. So one of the Yud Ches Devarim that the Gemara mentions in the first parak of Masech de Shabbos, these were the 18 things that were instituted in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garan, the famous and sometimes infamous Yud Ches Devarim. But one of the things were is that Kisvei Kodesh is Matamas Yodayim. If somebody would touch Kisvei Kodesh, right, that's why you try not to touch the scroll of the Sefer Torah, because it's Matamas Yodayim. It makes your hands a sheni l'tom. So Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel Esther, a Megillas Esther, is not Matamas Yodayim. Doesn't have that kedusha of kisvei kodesh. The Gemara says the name of Shmuel Esther laberuach hakodesh nemar. Sounds like Shmuel probably holds Esther was not written beruach hakodesh. Wasn't written beruach hakodesh, so doesn't have the kedusha that Megillas Esther would be metamas yodayim. The Gemara says Shmuel Esther beruach hakodesh nemar. Shmuel said that it is written beruach hakodesh. So the Gemara says nemar likusvei nemar lichta. No, of course Shmuel holds it was written beruach hakodesh, but the din ksiva is not part of it. Meaning it was written. It was everything, the words, the narrative, the halacha is beruach hakodesh. But in terms of writing it, that not, and therefore there's no kedusha to the actual ksav, and that's why it's not metamei seyodai. Meis, is that true? Rameyo, Amar Rameyo said Koheles in metamei seyodai. The book of Koheles is not metamei seyodai. Umachloikis b'shir Hashim. Rameyo said that there was a machloikis with regards to shir Hashim. Rabbi Yosi, I mean shir Hashim metamei seyodai. Shir Hashim is metamei seyodai. Umachloikis b'Koheles, just the opposite. Shimon, I mean Rabbi Shimon says Koheles mikulu b'shamim bechumri b'sol. Beishame was Mako regarding Kehelis, that it's not Matamas Yodayim, Beisul was Machmer, which is always a Kiddush, usually it's the opposite. Avo Rus, Mishir Ashirim, Ve Esther, Matamas Yodayim, but Rus, Shir Ashirim, and Esther, are Matamas Yodayim. What do you see from here? The last line. You see that Esther's metames hayadayim. So afraid to Gemara, how could Shmuel say that Esther's not metames hayadayim? Rav Shimon said, and this machloik is whether Rus, Kayelish, or Hashim. He said clearly Esther's metames hayadayim. So the Gemara says, Hudamik Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, Shmuel's going to tell you that really it's a machloikis tanam whether Esther is metames hayadayim. Where's this machloikis tanam? It's not a mefurish abraisa, but it's the braisa that the Gemara brought a few lines ago, where the Gemara said that it says in the Torah, Ksoiv Zoisi Karim Basefer, and there was a machloikis tanam whether the word Basefer is coming to be Marba Megillas Esther. Right? Ksoiv Zoisi Karim Basefer is clearly a reference to three times that the story of Amalek is supposed to be written down. The question is what the three were. One mandama said the three is Bishalach, Kiseitze, and Shmuel Aleph. The other mandama said Bishalach and Kiseitze is one. So Shmuel Aleph is two, and Esther is three. So Zok Shmuel, I hold that Esther is not metames hayadayim, because I hold like those Tanoim that hold that the three times that it was supposed to be written does not include Esther. It's Bishalach, Kiseitze, and Shmuel Aleph. Therefore, it doesn't have that Kedusha of Kisvei Kodesh. It's not going to be metames hayadayim. I, Rav Shimon, hold that Esther is metames hayadayim. That's because he holds Ksoiv Zayis and Karim Besefer includes Esther. Bottom line is, it's a machlokes tanam. I can go the way I go. Tanya, Rav Shimon Manasseh, Omer, Kehela Seinu metames hayadayim, Bifnei Shechachmas Asher Shloimim. Kehela Seinu metames hayadayim. The reason is because all it is Shloimeh's wisdom. These were just Shloimeh's very smart things that he said, but it doesn't have Kedusha of Kisvei Kodesh. Amalei Tzon Chizubel Vad Omer. Can't say that. Why? Because Bishloima, had this been the only thing Shloima Melech ever said, so you'll tell me, okay, these were his notes, his memoirs, his some of his sayings and proverbs. But we know Shloima Melech knew much more than just Kayelas. He had 3,000 different parables. Another pasuk says, Al Toisef Al Dvarav, don't add on what I wrote. And what the Gemara is really saying is that there's two timers. Number one, Bishlam Shlomo HaMelech only written this and only known this. Okay, so you'll tell me it's just Chachmas Yishol Shlomo. But really, Shlomo HaMelech was much more than that. Elamai, what's unique about this? This he wanted written. The stomach was said as Kedusha. And besides, it says, Al Toisef Al Dvarav. Shlomo HaMelech clearly said, don't add to my writings. Why not? Why is that such a problem? Right, very often a tzaddik passes away and they stop putting out ksavim and things. Like, why is that an issue? Almost because he held that what he wrote was written Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore anything you're going to add is not Ruach HaKodesh. So, says the Gemara, two tainas. Says, my boy, I mean, why do you need the second time? So the Gemara says, big reason is because, what was the first time? The first time we said was, yeah, he knew so much more. So if he knew so much more, that's a raya that what he wrote must have been Baruch HaKodesh. Says Gemara, Mechateisi, maybe he knew so much more and he just decided to write some and not the others, and even though he wrote some doesn't necessarily mean that those were Baruch HaKodesh. Tashma, here, Al Toisef Al Dvarav. The fact that he clearly instructed his Talmidim not to write more than that, that's a raya that whatever he wrote was meant to be written. Time. Rabbi Eliezer said, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. So we just said that Shmuel said Esther Baruch HaKodesh. The Gemara is going to bring now that Tanam already said that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. How do you know that? It says, Vayomer Haman Beliboy. Haman said in his heart, right, Mi Yachbeitz HaMelech. So this is at the end of the Megillah when Achashverosh is about to promote someone big time, and Haman thinks it's for sure him. Vayomer Haman Beliboy. Said Rabbi Eliezer, how did the one who wrote the Megillah know what Haman was thinking? Must be. They were tapped in. Must be. It was Ruach HaKodesh. Rekiva said, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemesh HaNemar. Vati Esther Noisei Schein Be'inei Koroya. Anyone that saw Esther, like Esther. How do you know? The person who wrote the Megillah knew that everybody liked Esther, that she was Noisei Schein by everybody? How do you know? Must be. It was Ruach HaKodesh. Remei Yom Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemesh HaNemar. Vayivada Hadavala Mordechai. Mordechai found out about the plot of Bixan Viserish. Now, must be. How do you know? He must be had Ruach HaKodesh. If Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, must be that Esther was written Ruach HaKodesh. What's Pashup Shah? So the Shagasari and Turi Evans very bothered with this Gemara. All you see from here is that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. That necessarily means that the Megillah was written in Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, Soimer, Es Baruch HaKodesh, Nemar, Shenemar, Ubabizel, Eisholchaz, Yadim. That when the Yidin, Mehoidu Vat Kush, they went and they fought against the Amalekim, they didn't touch the Biza. They left all the money and they didn't touch anything. How do you know? Maybe they did. Must be, it was written in Baruch HaKodesh. Amash Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ivavoy, Hasam, had I been there, have I been in Milsa, Difi, Mikul, I would have said something that's better than everything that everybody else said. You know, I would have proven that Esther was written in Baruch HaKodesh, and Nemar, Kimu, Vikiblu, Ayuhudim. Kimu, Lamayla, Masha, Kiblu. You know what it means? That in Shemayim, They were maskim to the whole Indian of Purim. Right? Purim came from Esther and Mordechai. In Shemayim, they were maskim because it says came over Gibel. How do you know what happened in Shemayim? Oh, that's checkmate. Maspias Baruch HaKadosh. Amar Rava. Rava said, the kula istu pircha ban Rishmul. I have a kasha on everything that everybody said. The only one I don't have a kasha on is Shmuel. The less loy pircha. How? The Rebbe Eliezer. What did Rebbe Eliezer say? Es Baruch HaKadosh Namur. Because Haman said, Beliboy, lemi yachpo itzamelach. Who does the king want to promote? Must be it was Baruch HaKadosh, because how do you know what Haman was thinking? Said, Rav, you're not sure what Haman was thinking? He was the person that it made sense would have gotten that position. There's no way between Haman's gaiva and Haman's rank and his relationship and the shoicha that he had given Achashverosh over the years, it was a no-brainer that it was going to be him. There's no raya that he had Baruch HaKadosh. Pashit, that's what it was. Rabbi Akiva, was Rabbi Akiva's makar? Rabbi Akiva said that Esther was written Baruch HaKadosh because it says that Esther was noisachim be'enei koreya. How do you know what everybody was thinking? Samar says, Dilma Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Damar Malamich Kalechavech and Nidmasa Loikum Asai. That every person wanted to attach themselves. They wanted to associate themselves with Esther. Right? No one really knew who Esther was, and because she was being very secretive, everybody would say that, no, she's from my Medina, she's from my Medina. I mean, people were verbalizing things that made it clear that she was being noisachim by them. Father Rameyer, what was Rameyer's makar that Esther was written by Ruach HaKadosh? Because Mordechai had Ruach HaKadosh, because he knew about Bix and Viserish. If Mordechai had Ruach HaKadosh, must be that Esther was written by Ruach HaKadosh. We all know the story, Bix and Viserish, they spoke a different language. They assumed that as they were plotting to kill Achashverosh, no one knew what they were talking about. It turns out that Mordechai's name was also Mordechai Bilshon, Bilshon Miloshon Loshon, because he was a member of the Sanhedrin, knew all the 70 languages. But Bekitzer, we have a whole Messiah about it. Mordechai knew. Who said anything to a Ruach HaKadosh? Practice. He spoke the language. V'had Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus said that what's the Raya was in Ruach HaKadosh? Because it says, Babiza Leishal Chayotim. How do you know? So the Gemara says, Doma Pristik Ishadr. Maybe they sent Shluchim and they told. So Rava said, I have kashas on everybody. Oh, but the Shmuel, Vadi Lasan. Shmuel have no kash. Ravina, this is what people mean when they say tava chada pil palta charifta, one hot pepper is sharper and can have more of an impact, packs a bigger punch than mimalitzani kari, than a basket full of sweet fruit. So Shmuel was an Amira. He's called the pil palta charifta. He's going up against Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi ben Dormaskis. So says the Gemara, you see here, sometimes the Amira can get it, say something sharper, pun intended, then the Tanan. Rabbi Yosef says, I have a different makar, also an Amira. Already a next generation Amira. Rabbi Yosef's already a Talmud of Shmuel. He said, I have a different makar to this Inyan that Esther was written Baruch HaKadosh, because it says, May I pour him Elo La Yavrim Teicha Yehudim. So Pasha, it's a din, but it's actually a nevuah. Jews will always celebrate Purim. And this is Ruach HaKadosh, because how could the ones that wrote the Megillah have known this unless they had Ruach HaKadosh? From Nachem by Yitzchak, Omer Mehacha, V'zichron Le'yosef Mizarim, same idea, that the Yontav of Purim is something that's always going to be celebrated. So before we start the next Gemara, just one short Ha'ara. So the theme of the majority of the Zayin Amad Aleph is that Esther's lobbying the Chachamim. Sholcholam Esther lechachamim kivouni ledairos. I want you to be kiveya my yontif. Right, Esther just presided over one of the great miracles of all time. It was a transformational event. Hadid kiblu b'mei Achashverosh, and she wanted this to become a yontif. Now, usually when you think of yontif, up until that point, every yontif is biblical. You have Pesach, you have Shavuos, you have Sukkot, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and she said kivouni ledairos. She wanted this to be chronicled, but not just to be written. Rashi, liyontif, one, ulekriya. There should be a mitzvah to read the Megillah. Now, why did she want this? So Rashi says, liyois li l'shem. She wanted this to be a shem for her. So it's not clear what that means. What does it mean, liyois li l'shem? So I'm not sure, but lule de mistafina, maybe you could say, the pasuk says, v'nosati lehem bevesi uvechoymoisai yod v'shem, Toiv mi banim u mi banois. Shame oilam etan loy. Ashaloy yikaris. We all know the pasuk. It's in the haftarah that we read on a tiny sibur. So the Gemara in Perek Chelik, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, says, "My shame oilam etan loy. Ashaloy yikaris." What does that mean? So we have someone who it seems doesn't have banim u banois, but at the same time, v'nasati lehem bevesi. Yod v'shem, which is toiv mi banim u mi banois. What is better than banim u banois? It's a shame oilam etengloi. Says the Gemara, Amrav Tanchun, Dorish bar Kapora, but Tzipori, says Sefer Daniel. It's referring to Sefer Daniel, Shenikra al Shmoi. Daniel was Zoicha, they had a Sefer that was written. We have a Sefer Daniel, it's one of the Ksuvim. So Daniel got a shame oilam. The shame oilam is Sefer Daniel, that's Nikra al Shmoy. If a person is Zoicha, that he has a sefer that's Nikra al Shmoy, it's a shame oivon. Esther wants a shame. Liyosli l'shem, Zok Rashi. What does it mean, Liyosli l'shem? The book of Esther. She wants Megillus Esther. Just like Daniel got a shame oivon, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadach Gimelam Beis. She wanted a shame as well. But why did she want it so badly? So again, this is the Lulei, the Mistafina part. The Pasuk says that if someone is Zoicha to a shame oivon, it's Toiv Mibonim Mibonois. Esther was trapped in a marriage that she didn't want to have anything to do with. Esther was forced to marry Achashverosh. And because she was forced to marry Achashverosh, and especially at the end of the Megillah, where she says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, at this point she was stuck. She had to be married to Achashverosh. And because of that, how was she going to raise a Jewish family? She had a son. Chazal say it was Daryavesh. And Daryavesh, we learned the Gemara together, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dalan Amin Aleph, was super questionable. Wasn't Pashut at all. So the point is that where was she going to have Banam Ubanois? It was going to be very, very challenging. So, Sholcholem Esther Lechachomim Kivouni Ledeiris. I can't have Banam Ubanois. So I'm stuck with Achashverosh. But she's Esther Amalka. She's Azat Sadekis. She's, we think of her as one of the mice, right? I mean, you think of Esther. You think of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Esther. But really, what did Esther have? She had Dayovish, King Darius II. I mean, what was she Zoichet to? So she said, Kivouni Ledeiris. I want a shame oilam, because a shame oilam is toiv mi banamu mi banois. That's why she's lobbying in this Gemara. It's very hard to read the Gemara. Why did she want this so badly? She wanted to have what Daniel had. Shame oilam, which is toiv mi banamu mi banois. Zok de Gemara. So we're going to, the next four lines, we're going to learn about the laws of Mishloach Manus, Matanis Levyainim. Things are moving very quickly now. Umatanis Levyainim. Mishnah mentioned Matanis Levyainim. So what's Matanis Levyainim? Tani Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef taught a braisa. Umishloach Manus, Ishlu Re'eyu. What does that mean? Shnei Manus Le'eshechot. It's a mitzvah of Matanis Levyainim. Hilchas Purim 101. You have to give two gifts to one person. How do you know that? Because it says, Umishloach Manus. Manus is a Lashon Rabbim. Ishlu Re'eyu. A man to his friend. To one person. Because again, matonois is a Lashon Rabbim, it's two. Evyoinim is also a Lashon Rabbim, it's also two. So you have to give two to two people, meaning, Rashi says, each person you give one. So there's a difference between Mishloach Manos and Matonos Levyoinim. Mishloach Manos is Ishlo Reyeo, it's Lashon Yachid. Matonos is Levyoinim, is a Lashon Rabbim. That's a Mishloach Manos you give to one person, Matonos Levyoinim you give to two people. Rabbi Yudin Asiya, Shadal Le'er Rabbi Shaya. Atma de Iglo. Tilsa the Garba de Chambas. Rabbi Yudin Asiya sent Rabbi Shaya Mishloach Manos. So if someone got Mishloach Manos from the Nasi, so you would expect to unwrap the Mishloach Manos and find something very favorable. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Torah v'gedula b'makam ech. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, a b'fart. So what did he send Rabbi Shaya? He sent him itma, that's the thigh of an iglatilsa. We know iglatilsa was the most chashiv piece of meat you can possibly have. The garba de chamer, and he sent him a chashiv of wine. Shalach le, so he told him back, he amta banu rabbeinu mishloach manas ishloyeh. You a mekayim, mishloach manas ishloyeh. Rashi says, because he gave him two matanas. Because he gave him two matanas, he was yoitze. Rabbi shodalei lamari barmar b'yad abaya. Rabbi sent to Abaya, through a shliach, Mari Barmar, we all know this raid, whether Mishloach Manos, like Atchilas, Milosh and Shlichas, you should send it with a shliach. So Rabbi sends a shliach, the shliach is Abaya, the recipient is going to be Mari Barmar. So this is the Mishloach Manos. He sent him Mali Tasko de Kasva, he sent him a sack full of dates, Umali Kasa Kamcha Davshuna, and he sent him a cup full of toasted grains. This is what Rabbi sent, Umali Abaya. So Abaya turns to his Rebbe, Rabbi says, this is what you're sending for Shalach Manas? Pasnish. Hashd Omar Mori. You know what Mori's going to say? Ichakla Malka Lahavadi Kudum Itzavar Leinachis. He says, if the Chakla, the villager, turns and he becomes the Melech, he wins the lottery. What, he's not going to take his Dikulo, he's not going to change his clothing, he's not going to put on a nicer suit? Rabbi was the Rosh Hashiva. So he said, I understand before you were the Rosh Hashiva, pass for you to send such a Shalach Manas. But now it doesn't pass anymore. You have to send something nicer. So the Gemara says, I hear it. So Rabbi heard. He said, Hodesh Adalu Iyu, Moli Taska de Zangavila. He sent them a sack full of ginger, Moli Kasa de Pilbaltaricha. And he sent them a whole bunch of jalapenos, a whole bunch of hot peppers. Amar Abayas. Abay told him, he says, I hear, we're heading in the right direction, but still, he's going to say, I sent him something sweet, something geschmack. What are you sending him, all these spicy things? Abaya said, he said, when I left
the house of Rabba have a savana. I was full. Kimatoy lahasam. He said, but then I came to Mori Bar Mar. So again, Mori Bar Abaya is the shliach. He's the one that's sending the shalach manas, not to Mori Bar Mar. So he said he left Rabba. He had eaten already. It was Purim, right? He was good. He was in a good place. Now he comes to Mori Bar Mar and he says he sees they're having a suda. It's a krivale. They sat down. And what was on the menu? Sheet and soy. There were 60 dishes. The sheet and minikidera. Each one was different. There were literally 60 appetizers on the menu. Va'achnibu sheet and plugi. And he ate 60 parts of this. U'bishulu basrayu. The last thing they served, havikar leitzli kader. It was called a tzli kader. U'boy lamechis sa basrayu. And Abai said it was so good that after I finished eating it, I wanted to pour. I wanted to eat the dish. I wanted to eat the actual serving plate, because I wanted to get every last thing I can get. Amr Abaya. Abaya said afterwards, I knew the Amr Yishit, meaning Abaya had eaten by Rabba, right? So I'm not sure what they served by Rabba. There's a few clues maybe on the top of the Yomid, but Abaya had eaten by Rabba, and he thought he was satisfied. Then he comes here as Asuda, and all of a sudden, he realized that no, there was still room for more food. So Abaya said, now I understand what people say. Kafin Anyavalayada. The Ar-Man doesn't realize how hungry he is. You know, he thinks he's full until he eats good food, and then he chaps that he wasn't so full. Inami, he says, or I could shtel to a different well-known saying. That is Ravcha Lebesim Ashchiach. There's always room for good foods. At the end of the day, there's always a little bit of room somewhere for 60 small appetizers. Abaye Barab, Rav Chanina Barab, Michlefi Suda Zayu Badadi. The Gemara says, Abaye Barab, Rav Chanina Barab, they used to switch out Sudas between the two of them. And on that note, we have maybe the most famous Gemara in the Masechta. Amar Rava. Rava said, M'chai Vinish Lubsumi Bepuria Adol Yada Ben Ar Hamal Baruch Marachai. A person has to get so drunk on Purim, he has to come to the point where he's Adol Yada. He doesn't know the difference between Ar Hamal and Baruch Marachai. Rabbi Rav Zeir, on that note, of the Sudas Purim Adi Adol. Rabbi Rav Zeir, they once prophet Sudas Purim together. Ifsim and they got drunk. Come Rabba, and in this drunken state, Rabba got up, shachtil Rab Zeira. He killed Rab Zeira. The next day, boy Rachmi, he daven, va'achye, and he made Trias HaMesim. Shana, the next year, Amale, Rabba told Rab Zeira, nu, nesi mav, navasu, this per madi adad, we had such a good time last year. Do you want to come together? Am I going to you? You're going to me? I mean, right? You know, Shleishim Yom Kaidu Purim is already setting his calendar, so where are we doing Purim this year? Amale says, you know, so I have other plans this year. Loi b'chol shaita v'shaita srachish nisa, I don't know if I'm taking these chances again. Amar Rava, Rava said, Sudas Purim Shachla B'layla Yotzik Dei Chayvase. A person eats Sudas Purim at night, he's not Yotz. At my time, you may mishta v'simcha k'siv. You may, you have to eat it during the day. Rav Ashi, have a Yotzik, made the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was once sitting by Rav Kahana. Nogav L'Yotzik Rabbanan, he was waiting for the Rabbanan to come. They didn't come. I'm only my time, L'Yotzik Rabbanan. Why are they not coming? He said, they said, Dilma Tridi, B'Sudas Purim. Maybe they're busy with the Purim Suda. Amalei said, have the Efshel Michla B'Urta. Could they have not eaten the Purim Suda at night? Amalei said, Shmielei, Lamar Hodo, Amar Rava, Sudas Purim Shachla B'Layla Yotzik Dei Chayvase. Don't you know you can't be Yotz Sudas Purim at night? Amalei told him, not my Rava. Hachi, really? Rava said that? I'm like, yeah, of course. You can't be Yoitzes Sudas Purim at night. Somebody heard that Tanim and Arban Zimnin. He has it over 40 times. V'domele command the Monach B'Kisei. And it was so clear to him. Command the Monach B'Kisei. Right, we mentioned recently the Maram Shif. What does it mean, command the Monach B'Kisei? He had it so clear. Abba Asui Adam L'mashmesh B'Kisei B'chol Shah. Even though he had it clear, but he continuously chazed it. We just went through a bunch of related raid bites. Ayin Shah. But as it relates to one piece of raid, and that is, the Gemara says, Chayev Inish Lipsume Bepuria Adalayada Ben Or Haman Lebaruch Martchai. And then the Gemara says, Rabbev Rab Zeira, they prophet Sudas Purim together. And Ifsim, they got drunk. Come Rabba, Shachte the Rab Zeira. The next day, Boy Rachmi Vachya. Rabba made Trias HaMesim, and he brought Rab Zeira back to life. Gemara said the following year they wanted to prophet Sudas Purim together. Rav Zeir said that maybe this is not such a good idea. I saw the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei Amid Beis, the Gemara says that there were certain Amayram that had the ability to create animals using Seifa HaYetzir. One of those Amayram was Rabba. The Gemara says Rabba Bara Gavra. Rabba actually created a person. He created a goyim. So we're familiar with the Golem of Prague, the Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuva, who says that his Zayda, who came from Chelem, he also made a Golem. So here we have Rabba, the Amir Rabba, was Bar Gavra. Says the Gemara, after he made this Gavra, Shadra Lekameh Rab Zeira, he sent it to Rab Zeira. Have a komishtoi bade. So Rab Zeira was having a conversation with this Golem. Vlei have a komahadale, but he couldn't answer him. Amalei, so he told him back, Min Chavrayat, what? You're one of the Chavra? He says, I can't even talk to you in learning. What do I have from you? So I saw Rabbi Ruvim Margolis in Margolis Seyam on that Gemara. Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samechei Amid Beis says, what's the pshat? Why did Rabba make a golem and send it to Rav Zeira. So he says, maybe the pshat is because Rav and Rav Zeira had this Purim Suda together. And come Rav Shachtel Rav Zeira. And the next year he was trying to get him to come back and he didn't want to come back. So Rav wanted to show Rav Zeira the koyach that he has. Rav told Rav Zeira, I have nothing to worry about. I have a koyach. I can even create somebody. You see, I can even make a golem. So the Gemara says that Rav Bara Gavra Shadre the Kavad Rav Zeira. He sent it to Rav Zeira. Shtikla Milsa the Bedichasa. But this is what Rav Margolis says in Margolis. Say, I'm on that Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei Midbeis. Now, this halacha of Chai Vinish, Lepsume Bepuria, Adela Yoda Ben Arham and the Baruch Mardchai, everyone knows, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simon Tov Reish Tzadikei, it's Sif Cotton Bay, says, quote, Chai Vinish, Lepsume Bepuria, Adela Yoda Ben Arham and the Baruch Mardchai. But then the Ramah says, Vyesh Oimrim, some say, the ain't Tzarech Lehishtakir Kolkach. You don't have to get so drunk. You should drink a little bit more than you usually drink. Then you should go to sleep. While you're sleeping, you won't know the difference between Ar Ham and Baruch Mardchai, and that's the way you could be Yoitza to Adela Yodas. The Ramah brings the Yesh Oimrim that says, maybe not. Maybe this is not the best idea. And as a result, Yesh Oimrim, the Ain't Tzarech L'shtakel Kolkach, that really you don't have to get so drunk. The Taz on this Ramah says that he believes that the Makar to this Ramah is a Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, that the Ran quotes on our Gemara here in Masechtas Megillah. The cause of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Me'ahu uvda, the kam rabba, the shofta l'rabzeira, itchi le'memra derava, v'loi shaper domi l'mevad hachi. Said Rabbeinu Ephraim, read the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Rav, achayiv inish l'psumi b'purya, adla yada bein oraham l'baruch mardchai. And then in the next breath, the Gemara told the story. The story was, Rabbi and Rav Zeira, they once prophet sued this Purim together, and come Rabbi, the shachta, the Rav Zeira. So said Rabbeinu Ephraim, that it's pasha to me, it's pasha ad l'ma'oid, that what the Gemara means to say is that even though Rav said, chai v'nish l'psumi b'puri ad l'yadim and arham l'paruch mardchai, but at the same time, it's a mistake. And really, this is not something that you're supposed to do. V'haraya, the Gemara just brought a story, what happened? If Rabbi and Rav Zeira, something like this happened. Could you imagine if mortals would pravah sudas purim and they'd get to the point of adla yadim and arham al baruch mardchai? So says Rabbeinu Ephraim that even though Rava said it, sinisht oiskalton la'alacha, at the end of the day, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's not something you're supposed to do. Says the Taz, that's what the Ramah means in the Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim, the ain't tzarech l'shtakir kol kach, he means Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now really, the Lashon of the Ramah is the Ein Tzarech L'shtakel Kol Kach. It's like a plan B. It's an option. That if you don't want to get so drunk, there's an option. You don't have to. But this is what the Taz says. The Taz says that you want to know Pshat in this Ramah. Pshat in this Ramah is the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim. From the fact that the Gemara told the story about what happened to Rabbi Rav Zeira, this is a raya that Rava's halacha of Chai Vinish L'psumi B'Purya Adla Yada is not something that you necessarily have to do. And the truth is that Rabbeinu Ephraim seems to be making a very, very strong point. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, I know Rava said Chai Vinish L'psumi B'Purya, but at the same time, the Gemara brought a story that is a Maisa Lister that would seem to contradict it. So how could you tell me, after the Gemara told you what happened with Rav and Rav Zeira, it's still the halacha that it should be Chai Vinish L'psumi B'Purya Adela Yada? So I saw on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, this Hagois from the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim was Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, Goyen Oilom, and he wrote Hagoyis on the Shulchan Aruch. And in his Hagoyis of Yad Ephraim, he says something fascinating. He says, "Veli hatzoir nisparish b'chizoyim laila shakavonahu." Said, "I had a dream." This is what Rabbi Ephraim says. "I had a dream, and in my dream, the following was revealed to me: that when Chazal said Chayiv Inish Lepsumi B'Purya Adlo Yada Ben Orer Haman LeBaruch Mardchai Adlo Yada." Is ad v'loy ad b'chlal. We know there's a machlokes in Shas. Ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, I had a dream. And in my dream, it was revealed to me that when we say ad lo yada, it's ad v'loy ad b'chlal. In other words, chai v'nish l'psumi b'puriya. You're supposed to get drunk. Abinish chalila to the point where you'll be lo yada ben arur hamal baruch mardchai. Because if you're going to get to the point where Layada ben Arham Baruch Mardchai, so what are you? Just drunk. What's the point in just being drunk? The whole idea is that a person should be besimcha, and through the simcha, he should come to a tremendous kirvas alekim. That through simcha, You should come closer to Hashem. You should be able to deher what happened on Purim. You should be able to appreciate the fact that there was an incredible miracle that took place to the Jews. That's what the idea of Purim is. That's the whole concept. Now, if you're going to get to the point where you're lo yada ben or hamel baruch martchai, so it's yotze schari bev seidai, then you're just a good old-fashioned shikker. And what's the point? So said Ephraim Zalman Margolis, that it was revealed to me b'chazoyan alaylo, that it's ad v'loyad b'chlal, chai v'nish l'psumi b'puria, ad v'loyad b'chlal, to loyad ben ar hamel baruch martchai. Because if you get to the point that you're loyad ben ar hamel baruch martchai, so now already it's a problem. So he says, v'esboyne ne'le b'boyker, I woke up in the morning, v'ro'isi ki nachinhu. I realized that what I was told by the Sarah Chaloyim was very, very true. It's poshit, it's nachlein. And I says, with this, he can answer such an obvious kasha. And he brings this kasha that the Gemara says what happened to Rav Zaloch. And then in the next breath, Rabbi and Rab Zeira, they prophet through this Purim together. Come Rabbi Shachtel and Rab Zeira, and the Gemara tells the story. And at first glance, it's a pelt. Now Rabbi Ephraim is the Eishayim in the Shulchan Aruch, and he and Echanami said that this must be a Maisa. But the problem is, Freik Rabbi Ephraim Zamra goes, nobody, what's Pasha? How do you read the Gemara? What do you read the Gemara? A Maisa Listar? Even the Gemara itself. What's the Pshat? Teretz is Fakert. What the Gemara means to say is, Chayven Shlopsume Adelo Yada. And the Gemara is bringing a maisa what happened with Amiram. This is hard to say. A maisa what happened with Amiram where they crossed that line, and that's what happened. And that's why we need to know. Chai v'nish l'psumi b'puria ad, or ba'ad v'lo yad b'chla. This is Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis' teretz to this kasha. But it's Yodua. You've spoken this out several times, that the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva says a different pshat. Now the truth is, this tshuva's Chassam Sofer, we refer to it a lot, but now's the time to learn it. This is Dove b'itay matoiv. The tshuva is in Eirach Chaim, it's in Simen Kuf Behei, and it's Tchilasai Purim, it's Soifai Purim, it's Emtziyasai Purim. The whole tshuva is Purim. So really, if you want to learn a tshuva's Chassam Sofer, that's Negei Purim, where every single word is mamish golden, this is the tshuva. It's Shailas, the tshuva's Chassam Sofer, it's Eirach Chaim, Simen Kuf Behei. The shoyl in the tshuva was Rav Bunim Eger. Rav Bunim Eger was the Chassam Sofer's mechutin. He was also Rav Kivega's brother. And Rav Kivega's brother, Rav Bunim Eger, asked him a bomba kasha, and they gave the sugya of Afhein Hoyo ba'oysanes. And then at the end, the Chassam Sofer writes to him, he says that being that it's Yemei Purim right now, so I'm going to tell you two ha'aras that were neschadish to me this year during Purim. This ha'ara is the second of the two ha'aras. So he brings Rav's halach of Chayvin Ishlopsumi Bepuria. And then the Gemara says, come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir. And he brings the halach and Shulchan Aruch, we passing Chayvin Ishlopsumi Bepuria. And then he brings the Yeshimrim, which the Taz said is the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. That says, no, because the Gemara told the story of come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir, that means the halach is really not Ois Galtin. It's not something that you're supposed to do. And then he asks the Kasha of Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. He says, then I understand. Like, how could the other Rishonim, not Rabbeinu Ephraim, not hold of the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim? At the end of the day, if come Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeira, how could there be a mitzvah of Chai Vinish Lepsume Bepurya Adela Yada? Says the Chassam Sofer, then maybe you can say that the Pshat is that the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf no involved. The Gemara over there is discussing astrology. The Gemara is discussing Mazolos. And the Gemara said if somebody is born on Sunday, it means this, Monday that, Tuesday this, Wednesday that, this hour of the day, that hour of the day. Right? The Gemara is talking about mazel, the whole concept of mazel. Yesh mazel Yisrael, ein mazel Yisrael. So in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara says, Hayman debimadim. Anyone that's born under the constellation of Mars, yehi gever ashedama. He's going to be a ritzeach. Or, he's going to be someone that's going to cause people to bleed. I'm Ravashi. Okay, meaning, what does that mean? Maybe it'll be a doctor, right? A doctor makes incisions, he does surgery, he causes blood to come out of a person. Iganova, maybe be a ganav. A ganav sometimes has to take a person out to do his fach. Itabach, maybe be a shaychet. A shaychet causes blood to cut out of an animal. Or maybe he's going to be a mile. This is what the Gemara says. So Gemara says that Amiram was sitting and they heard this. Rabbi said, I don't know, I was born in Mazel. Madam, I'm Rabbias, Abaya third the Rabbi says, yeah, Nechanami. Exhibit A, my Nami Anush Vekotel. Isn't that what the Rebbe did? The Rebbe was Anush Vekotel. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi was Anush Vekotel. Where do you find that Rabbi was Anush Vekotel? Which one of these four was he? Rabbi was a mile? Rabbi was a doctor? Shmuel, we know, was a doctor. We don't know Rabbi was a doctor. He was a ganev. He certainly wasn't a ganev. So what exactly did he do? Says the Chassam Sofer. No, he meant to say, Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Come Rabbi v'shachta l'Rab Zeir. They see clearly he was a gever ashadam. And Abai was telling Rabbi that you want to know, Rabbi, why this happened? The reason this happened is because you were born b'mazal madim. And because you were born b'mazal madim, so it's for that reason that this is something that happened. So said the Chassam Sofer, that maybe, it's true, come Rabbi v'shachta l'Rab Zeir. But Rabbi was born b'mazal madim. And because he was born b'mazal madim, for Rabbi, it was shchiach hezeka that something like this can happen. And because it was shchiach hezeka, so for Rabbi to prophesy this Purim in such a way where he was going to be shikr, that's dangerous. But to learn from Rabbi to everybody else, that already you don't have to say. Because we don't know if we were born b'mazel madam or otherwise. And as a result, shomer mitzvah, says the Chassam Sofer, is lo yeda davara. For lo teitze takolo michsho misimchas mitzvaseinu. And a yid does never has to worry that because he's doing a mitzvah and he's doing it l'shem shemayim, that a michshol is going to come. Rabbi was shchicha hezeka. Because Rabbi was b'mazel madam. And that's why for Rabbi it was considered a dangerous thing. And therefore, enochanami, maybe if someone knew he was b'mazel madim, then he would have to ask his local rabbi. For a yid to start getting involved in what mazel he was born, avadanisht. And for a yid to ever think that by him going ahead and doing a mitzvah, somehow that's going to lead to an avera, or it's going to lead to a michshol and a takola, al zen nema shomer mitzvah v'yeda davera. It's true. Come rabbi v'shachta l'rab zeira. But that was Rabbi, that's because he was b'mazel madam, ayin Shabbos kufman vavam and aleph. But as it relates to the rest of us, for that we know shayim mitzvah l'yeda davara, and therefore the halacha, it's amar rava mechayiv inish l'psume b'purya, ad l'yada ben arer ham l'baruch martchai, and according to the Chassam Sofer, and according to Ruba the Ruba of the Paiskim, it's ad v'ad b'chlal.